But loving our children is to discipline them. That's true now in the spiritual realm. If I care about their soul, then there is a component to restraining evil in the temporal realm as I aim to shepherd the heart of my child.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, our next question comes from a listener and left a comment for us and sent in this question. And this has to do with spanking children. Pretty controversial, even evangelical churches to talk about this. And even publicly now, we have to admit that it's something that's sometimes hush-hush in our culture. But the question comes from a young mother. She has two children, and she wonders whether or not this is appropriate for her to discipline her children with spanking. Now, her argument and what she's thinking of is the verses in Proverbs that have to do with the rod, and whether or not that's still applicable today for Christians. And she has several reasons why she thinks maybe it isn't, and perhaps we can get into that. But I wonder if we can just start by talking about discipline of children and whether or not something like spanking is appropriate.
I think sometimes the reason why the question comes up is because maybe we don't rightly conceive of what physical discipline should look like with children. I do believe there's a place for physical discipline. Not only do I believe there's a place for it, I think it's taught in the Word of God. So I would even make it stronger than that. I believe in physical discipline because the Bible, I believe, teaches it. Some, you know, would say, isn't the rod sort of emblematic for guidance, instruction, teaching?
Right.
So I don't know that the Bible's teaching physical discipline as much as it's teaching guidance and instruction. The problem with that is, for example, Proverbs 23, verse 13 says, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol." Mm-hmm. So there, it's not just verbal instruction that's envisioned. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of physical discipline that's envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, if you take biblical teaching as a whole and you practice some sanctified common sense, then you know what physical discipline would be meant for and what it wouldn't be meant for. Right. I mean, we're taught to love our children. We're taught not to exasperate our children in Ephesians 6. We're taught not to be harsh, to exhibit gentleness and those sorts of things. So it's obvious to me that the main component in the training of our children is verbal instruction. The main component is teaching them the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're to do that as they get up in the morning, as they walk through the day, as they lay down at night. That's the main component. But when they violate the will of their parents, when they do it in a way that is rebellious, in a way that is challenging the authority of their parents, there's a place not only for verbal discipline, but also at times physical discipline to restrain their disobedience and to teach them that disobedience brings painful consequences. If they don't learn that at a young age, they're going to learn it in much more harsh ways as they grow up. This world is full of its own punishment. Sin is its own worst avenger. And so the world's full of its own punishments for disobedience to the will of God. We want to spare our children from that by loving them even through physical discipline. So I would say you should never discipline a child physically without verbal instruction. You should never do so in anger.
Mm-hmm.
You should never do so in a way that physically harms them. I think God made a perfect place for physical discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's the backside. It's where we sit down. There's a lot of padding there. Personally, I don't believe in disciplining your children with your hands. Hands are for loving them, not for disciplining them physically. So I would say find a physical instrument like a paddle. And it should never be reactive. It should be proactive. If you're in a position where you're just reacting in anger, you need to take a break, and you wouldn't discipline a child in that situation. Take some time away, gather your thoughts, sit down with them, instruct them in the right ways, express your love for them, apply physical discipline, afterwards hug them, let them know how much you love them and what your purpose is in doing this. And as children get older, if you're training them correctly, you're going to be moving away from physical discipline in that kind of way, spanking, to other kinds of discipline and restrictions mm-hmm. as they get older. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes this reaction that I'm doing, that I've heard people say, you know, you're going to teach your children to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think about that sometimes. You know, I grew up, Josh, I'm older, I grew up in a generation where physical discipline in the culture at large was much more prevalent than it is right now. And so using that logic, you would think that having moved away from physical discipline as our culture has, you would see less violence in the culture. But mm-hmm. that's not true. You see an explosion of violence in the mm-hmm. culture. So we're not hitting our children. We're physically disciplining them, and it doesn't teach them to, quote, hit. It teaches them there are consequences for disobedience. It actually restrains evil. And in that way, I mean, I was physically disciplined growing up. I never doubted that my parents loved me. I never felt abused. I mm-hmm. never felt like they were hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what they were doing. So if we do a good job of explaining our actions, our children will understand what physical discipline means.
And the verse you read says it will save their soul from Sheol. It makes me think there's a spiritual component to this.
Sure.
And what would you say that is?
Well, I would think even in the physical realm, you know, Sheol, the grave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are deadly consequences to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in the physical, natural, temporal realm, we rescue our children from painful consequences as we discipline them early. But loving our children is to discipline them. That's true now in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. If I care about their soul, then there is a component to restraining evil in the temporal realm as I aim to shepherd the heart of my child. I think what they're going to learn is what the psalmist expressed in Psalm 23 when he said, your rod and your staff comfort
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
To know that God not only instructs me and guides me, but mm-hmm. he restrains evil in my life. He disciplines me.
Yeah, Hebrews 12, same sort of
absolutely. Thing. Absolutely. Same exact point. So it's comforting to know that our God doesn't just let us go astray.
Mm-hmm.
He brings us back into the right way. And our children learn the same thing.
And so what would you say to the objection that, well, you just read a passage from Proverbs in the Old Testament. We are no longer bound to the law. That wasn't the law.
Right.
But now in the New Covenant, do we see anything in the New Testament that would, you know, echo those that same sort of discipline?
Well, you just mentioned one there in Hebrews 12.
Right.
There are other New Testament, there are New Testament passages that sort of reflect back on the Old Testament concept of discipline and make the same application. So Hebrews 12, the father disciplines, scourges is the word that he uses, in addition, every son whom he receives. And he goes mm-hmm. on to say that discipline for the moment is not pleasant,
mm-hmm.
but in the end it produces holiness.
Mm-hmm.
So there are New Testament passages that reflect back on, or echo, we could say, Old Testament teaching on discipline and instruction,
mm-hmm.
and makes the same application.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.